Hi there. Welcome to the Agency Toolkit Podcast, a podcast where we discuss stories, strategies, and techniques to help you build a successful and profitable digital marketing agency. Our episodes contain inspiring conversations with CEOs and entrepreneurs and leave you with actionable tips, ideas, and strategies you can implement into your business today. We are happy to have you with us. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and get inspired.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning into another episode of the Agency Toolkit Podcast. I'm your host, Julia McLaughlin, and today I have Vari Petrovic here with me today. Vari is the owner and founder of Outsmarts Marketing, which is a digital marketing agency based out of Vancouver, Canada. So today we're going to be discussing Vari's journey of starting her agency, how she continues to grow her agency and bring in more leads, and also learn about some challenges that she's had to overcome along the way. So thank you so much for joining me today, Vari.
It's my pleasure, Julia. Thanks for having me on. I'm looking forward to our conversation.
Yes, likewise. So to get started, I'd love to know what really motivates or inspires you as an agency owner.
You know, that's a really great question. The things that inspire me are, As I get further into my career, I'm inspired to support the next generation of people that I'm working with, to show them and lead them and support them to be better in their careers. I find that really, really rewarding. And it's something that, you know, we've brought in to be part of our corporate culture as well. So working with people to support them. And that doesn't just apply to the people in my team. That also applies to the clients that we work with. We work with companies that do good in the world. That can look lots of different ways, whether it be through ESG or CSR, but working with those clients that are making a difference in the world, if we can help them grow digitally, then that's really rewarding for me.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I think it's so important to really find out what your why is, you know, what really fuels you and motivates you. Because, you know, when times get tough as an entrepreneur, I think it's really important to have that to fall back onto to, you know, help get you through those hard times.
That's right. I think too many agency owners and people in general are focused more on the bottom line, the numbers. Yes, obviously, you have to have one eye on the numbers. But if you have a real passion and a real reason to go to work every day and to build your business, that can be so much more rewarding. And I think by focusing on that, the success in terms of the bottom line and the numbers comes naturally because of that.
Yes, I agree 100%. So Vari, I'd love to know, you know, why did you decide to start an agency? And, you know, what did that story look like when you were first starting out?
That's a really great question. You know, when I started my agency, it was in 2002. My kids were really small at the time, and I really wanted flexibility, the flexibility to be able to travel, to spend time with them. Funny story, when my daughter was about one, my boss at the time, I was working in software sales, and my boss at the time wanted me to be in Toronto for her birthday. And I said, well, no, it's her birthday, I can't come. And he was like, yes, you will come. So I quit and set up my own agency because I didn't want to have a boss that would tell me that you couldn't have life work balance.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Interesting. So, you know, what was it like when you were first starting out? That can definitely be scary, you know, just, you know, going out on your own, like, you know, where are you going to bring in those first few clients? So yeah, talk a little bit about what it was like in those early days and how you brought in those first few clients.
Absolutely. You know, looking back, the first 3 years were the hardest because you're trying to get yourself established. You're trying to get the word out. I was really lucky that straight out of starting up the business, I landed a client that was a digital firm, and they were looking for support with marketing. So I would, and it was just me at the time, I would parachute into companies like that, help them with their marketing, and it kind of grew from there. The biggest challenge, though, you know, back in 2002, And in 2007, I made the switch from traditional sales and marketing into digital. And then the biggest challenge at that point was nobody knew what SEO was, or, you know, Facebook. My husband thought I was insane. He's like, nobody's ever going to use Facebook for business. You know, fast forward to now, and, you know, everybody uses Facebook, or everybody has used Facebook. So the challenge was getting across the need that businesses had. I remember even prior to setting up my business, I sold e-commerce solutions. And I remember going into a very well-known national retailer and showing them, you know, e-commerce, this is the way things are going to go. Everybody's going to be shopping online. And they were like, yeah, no, we're never going to do that. They're out of business now, probably because of that. Had they maybe heeded my word, they might have been in a better spot. But yeah, it's interesting to look back on those challenges. And the biggest challenge when I started really was getting across to people the importance that they needed to look at digital. It's much easier now. Everybody knows that they need to do that.
Yeah. So when you were first starting out, was it, you know, just cold outreach? Is that how you were getting in front of most of the prospects?
No,
I'd love to know.
This is a great question.
Yeah. I'm really curious to know, you know, how that strategy has evolved, you know, where you started out for, you know, how you brought leads in versus, you know, how that strategy has evolved over the years.
Absolutely. We have a rule in Outsmarts that we don't cold call. I used to telemarket even, you know, before I started, and I hated it. I found it intrusive. So we don't do cold outreach at all. It's all word of mouth. We get leads from our website. But when I started, I would do a lot of networking. I attended networking events. I would leave a networking event until I had identified, you know, three or four people that I could have coffee with, that I would go and meet and build the business that way. So I did that for a while. And then I realized that, well, I could go to a networking event and maybe meet three people, or I could go and do speaking engagements and speak to, you know, 100 people or more. So I have built my business through speaking engagements. I don't do so many now, because now it's through word of mouth. We do really great work with clients. They stay with us. We've got some clients who have been working with us for over 10 years now. They stay with us. We do great work. They want to tell their colleagues and their peers about the work we do. So we get a lot of work through referrals and then traffic to our website. We actually, we publish a really great, well-written blog every month that helps build, drive traffic. And we get conversions and leads from that now as well. So it's like a well-oiled machine at this point, but took a wee while to get to build that up.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And that's really interesting that you were doing speaking engagements as a way to drive leads and grow the agency. I think that's really smart. Mm-hmm. So if, you know, if there's any, you know, up and coming agency owners who are interested in that, how would you, you know, suggest they get started in obtaining speaking engagements?
That, you know, again, that's another good question. Things are different now than, you know, 20 years ago when I was starting, but there's still a lot of associations and agencies who are looking for speakers. I would reach out, you know, if an agency is working with a niche industry, I would look for opportunities, conferences perhaps, where they might be looking for speakers. A lot of these agencies or associations, sorry, have annual conferences or monthly meetings. Reach out and, you know, get to know the people there. Offer up. They're always looking for, you know, good speakers who can tell a good story. So, you know, reach out to those. And also, I've done a lot of work over the years through organizations like Small Business BC. That's an organization here in British Columbia that does provides education for small businesses. So I've been doing work with them for quite a long time too. So look for opportunities in those kinds of places as well.
Yeah. Yeah. That's definitely some great tips in there. So yeah, just connect with people who are putting together conferences and also your local small business centers.
That's right.
Perfect. So I know that you mentioned, you know, a lot of your business comes in through, you know, word of mouth and referrals. So what are some ways that you would advise to maintain happy clients? You know, how do you keep happy clients who are going to, you know, bring those referrals in for you down the road?
That's a really easy question to answer. Do good. Really good work. Deliver on the work that you promise. Under promise and over deliver. And communicate really well. We take a strategic approach to working with clients. And what that means is that we're not taking a cookie cutter approach. Every client that we work with is different. We take time to get to know them personally. Mm-hmm. We build strong relationships with them. And through a combination of doing really good work, building relationships, and, you know, getting the work done on time, and also being able to show the results of the work that we've done for clients and being able to map the efforts to ROI, those things all really, really help. But the main thing is really, you know, building those relationships with the clients.
Okay. So if I understand correctly, it's, you know, building that relationship, you know, taking that time to really nurture that relationship, and then also just exceeding their expectations as well.
Exactly. Doing shithole work. Excuse me.
I love it. Awesome. Okay. And then, so I would love to know, you know, what has been the biggest overall challenge that you've had to overcome as you've grown your agency, and how have you overcome that challenge?
The biggest challenge is me.
Just, you mean like getting out of your own way?
Exactly. Getting out of my own way. Learning to delegate, learning to make sure that, you know, other people who are better at doing things are doing the work, quite honestly. Learning to delegate has been the biggest challenge. You know, what at the start of my career, you know, and I think a lot of women especially have this imposter syndrome where, you know, we feel like we need to know everything. I definitely suffered from that. You know, I learned how to code. I learned how to build websites from hand. I don't do that anymore. I have people who are way better at it than I am, who do that now. But, you know, learning that you don't need to do everything yourself, I think was the biggest challenge for me, is certainly when I got started with the business. And it's still something that from time to time, you know, something will come in and I'll be like, oh, this looks fun. And then, you know, 2 hours later, I'm like, okay, just give this to somebody else.
Yeah. And because it's so important, because I think not everyone really appreciates how valuable your time is as an entrepreneur. You know, you are the one that has, you know, you're in charge of that gas pedal and can really grow the business. You know, no one's going to do it for you. So, and it can be really difficult to, you know, get out of that role of working in the business versus working on the business. So, yeah, I think that's, just really taking the idea of delegating really seriously, I think is really, really great advice.
Exactly.
Awesome. So where do you see Outsmarts Marketing in 5 years' time?
That's a good question. I feel like the next 5 years, there are going to be a lot of changes in the industry. There's a lot of new technologies coming to the fore. I know that we will be using those technologies to the best of our advantage, but I also know that you know, things are going to change. AI makes it it's going to make it different. So I can see that in the industry in general, there's going to be a lot of automation that we're going to have to factor in. We're also going to have to figure out how we can use the, you know, AI and automated tools, but still add that, you know, personal touch to make sure that things are strategic and customized to the client work. I feel like, you know, I would like Outsmarts to be in a place where, you know, we're really focused even more on supporting those clients who are, you know, impacting the world in terms of sustainability or social issues. I want to grow that angle of the business. You know, I don't see Outsmarts being a company that has offices all over Canada. The bigger the company gets, the harder it is to maintain the high level of service that we have. But as long as, you know, we're still doing good work, the people in my team are feeling that they're well supported, they're enjoying what they're doing, and they're learning and advancing, I think those are the more important things as to, you know, where we're going to be in 5 years' time. You know, maybe I'm going to be on a beach in Mexico texting my team, oh, you need to do this, you need to do that. Maybe there'll be more of that for me in the next 5 years.
Absolutely. Oh, well, that's awesome. I love that you are focused on, you know, giving back as you grow the company, and then just really focused as well on offering that really high level of service while also continuing to grow to a place that's comfortable for you. So that's really exciting. Awesome. So we are going to be moving on to the fast five here shortly. So I'm going to have five rapid fire questions for you in just a moment. But before we move on, I'd love to know if you have any final thoughts or words of wisdom for our listeners.
Oh, that's a good question. I feel that I'd really like to share the importance of values, having strong values around your work. I feel like a lot of times we're really, really busy focusing on the wrong things. You know, I encourage people to take a step back and, you know, take a look at the work that they're doing and ask themselves, you know, why am I doing this? Is it just about the money, or are there underlying issues that are more important here? You know, I really found that, you know, once we started focusing on, you know, working with companies where we felt that they were contributing and doing good in the world, everything started to change for us. Everything began to fit together. Once we stopped, you know, chasing the money, of course, the money is important, but since we started that, the our profits have just taken off, quite honestly. Yeah. So, you know, yeah. I almost encourage people to look into their hearts. And I know that, you know, this is maybe a very feminine approach. I'm sure a lot of people that you speak to don't say these things, but I think, you know, coming from your heart when you're growing your business can really help you impact all aspects of it.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, I think that it's so important. And I know I personally, I do a lot of volunteer work to kind of, because I think, you know, just, I think it's just genuinely important to give back. So I'm really involved with my local Rotary Club, and, you know, we're always doing like local fundraisers, and it's also, you know, it's fun. It's incredible for building your local community, but it's also a great networking tool as well, and a great way to meet other entrepreneurs. So
that's right. And really important, you know, we all are virtual, or many people are virtual these days. It's good to have those social connections too. So
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You understand what I'm talking about. It's good to get out and make those connections and, you know, make a difference in the world.
Yeah, definitely. Awesome. All right. Well, we're going to move on to the fast five now. So I've got five rapid fire questions for you. Are you ready?
I am. Let's do it.
All right. So what's a book you've read that's made an impact on you?
This is a book that I go back to quite often. It's called The E-Myth Revisited by Michael Gerber. And it was the first business book that I read. And it's all about helping you to develop processes around your business. So it's a good one to go back.
I love that. It was the first business book I read as well. It's such a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Awesome. And then what does your morning routine look like?
I'm not a morning person, quite honestly, but I have a routine. I get up, I do meditation, usually for about half an hour. I do some exercise, some high intensity training, you know. Mm-hmm. Then when I start work, I check in with my team. Usually I've got a list from the day before as to, you know, what I'm going to be focusing on the day. So I'll review that, I'll check in with the team, and then the day sort of expands from there.
Awesome. Sounds like a great morning routine. And is there a CEO that you follow or study?
That's you know, I've thought about that. Not really, quite honestly. Not in digital marketing. You know, I like to follow women CEOs in, you know, in British Columbia, like Jill Earthy, Denise Tashiro from Fairware, one of our clients. I like to follow those inspirational women. I like keeping an eye. I was once actually quoted in an article with Richard Branson. So I kind of keep an eye on him because I thought that was really cool. And then there's a known agency owner here called, the company's called Jelly Marketing, and Darian Kovacs. He has a podcast. He's always doing really, really fun stuff. So I kind of keep an eye on him because it's quite inspirational.
Yeah, Darian was on the podcast about a month ago. And yeah, he's a super cool guy. Yeah. It's he's got a lot going on with his agency and also Jelly Academy. So yeah, he's a really cool guy.
He's really cool. We do some work with him, with Jelly, on some of the client work that we do. So he's fun. And yeah, he always inspires me. He's really upbeat and positive, and I enjoy his stuff.
Awesome. I love it. And then what is your favorite online tool?
My total favorite online tool right now is ChatGPT. Have you tried it?
You know, I haven't actually been using it, but I've been following all the conversations around it. It's really interesting.
It's so cool. We actually just published a blog post about it last week. You can use it for SEO. You can use it for social media. You have to be careful because it's AI. So you can't just, you know, take the content from ChatGPT and put it into a blog post, for example. You have to, you know, check it all out and make sure it's valid. But yeah, that's a game changer. There's so much that you can do. Ask it, you know, tell it you've got two ingredients in your fridge and it'll give you a recipe. Give it some, you know, a challenge, and it'll come up with coding, the code for you to add to your website. Like, it's awesome. It's going to be a game changer. I'm really excited about it.
That's so cool. Yeah, I'm part of this Facebook group. It's called the Admin Bar. I'm not sure if you've heard of them, but there was one of the administrators had to sort of let everyone know, like, all right, you can't be using ChatGPT for responses in the communities. Like, I'm sure things will change in the future, but for the time being, let's keep it authentic. It was so funny.
That's right. And that's the challenge with AI, because especially with social media, you know, if everybody's just using AI, then there's not going to be any real people behind it anymore. It's like, what's the point? So
it's interesting. Things are definitely changing and evolving quickly.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah, definitely. And then, so last question, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
That's a really good question. One thing that I feel I wish I had known was that you don't have to do it all yourself.
Comes back to delegating.
Yes, comes back to delegating. It's on my mind right now.
Yeah. Awesome. I love that. Yeah, it's so true. And also, I think one thing that would be worth tying into that as well is, you know, the importance of getting a mentor as well. And, you know, you don't have to learn it all yourself. Like, take advantage of people who have been there, done that you aspire to get to their level, and, you know, bring them into your orbit, and you can learn so much from them.
Exactly. And also, don't be afraid of the competition. Mm-hmm. You know, we can learn so much from other people who are doing what we do. You know, don't distance yourself from them. Reach out to these people and, you know, see how you can work collaboratively with them. I think there was an old mentality around competition. You never tell them anything. You don't want them to know anything. But now things are different. It's more around collaboration. You know, there's enough work out there for all of us, fortunately, in the industry that we work in. So I think reaching out to mentors, competitors, and, you know, being open to learning from others is vital.
Yeah. Well, in the digital agency landscape now, there's so many niches as well. You know, those who serve specific industries, those that just offer specific services. So there's so many opportunities for that collaboration. So absolutely, I believe you should definitely be partnering up with other agencies and just set up a strategic partnership where you're referring work back and forth, and it makes so much sense.
Exactly, yeah. Beautiful, thanks.
Awesome. Well, Fari, thank you so much for coming on today. It has been a pleasure learning about your journey of entrepreneurship, and I've really enjoyed our conversation. So thank you so much for being today's guest.
You're more than welcome, Julia. I've really enjoyed our conversation as well. And yeah, thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Agency Toolkit. We hope you've learned something new that you can implement into your agency today. If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast, and we'll see you next time.